From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces say they've recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al-Omar field to other insurgents in 2013. SDF says with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, Sunday it captured the field. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. Mr. Trump in the statement said the next move is to transition into a new phase in which we will support local security forces, de-escalate violence across Syria, and advance the conditions for lasting peace. Exit polls indicate that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. A TBS television poll has Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition retaining the two-thirds supermajority it held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A victory in the snap election will likely ensure Abe receives another three-year term as head of the LDP coalition next year, making him Japan's longest-serving leader. Shia authorities say that at least a dozen paramilitary police have been killed in an attack similar to one that killed four U.S. Green Berets and four Nigerian troops on October 4th. Saturday's attack took place in the same area. Reports said that the attackers were heavily armed with guns and rocket launchers, and they arrived in five vehicles to launch their ambush at the base. The attackers left when Nigerian military reinforcements showed up. This is VOA News.